Free Yale MBA Essay Samples. The Yale School of Management was founded in 1976 and offers a two-year MBA program. The following MBA essays were written by ARINGO MBA candidates who got accepted to the Yale School of Management MBA program over the past few years. Read these free Yale MBA essay examples to get a sense of what they are looking for at the Yale MBA program. Contact ARINGO MBA admissions for help with your Yale MBA essays. To read more about Yale School of Management, visit the Yale MBA page. See below some Yale MBA essay samples from MBA applicants. Sign up for a free consultation, submit. Yale MBA essay example number 1, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words. The biggest commitment I have ever made is to learn the Spanish language. From a young age, I learned that Spanish, with over 500 million speakers in a number of countries worldwide, would be a crucial language to learn in an era of increasing globalization. In addition, I recognized that Spanish speakers represented a rapidly growing portion of the U.S. population, and developing my proficiency in the language would serve me well no matter which career path I chose. I soon found that Spanish became my favorite class. In high school, I had the opportunity to host a Chilean exchange student, Agustin, who did not speak any English. My Spanish proficiency paid off, as I quickly befriended Agustin and the other Chileans in his program, and decided to study in an exchange program at his school in Santiago. I fell in love with Chile during my time there, and my exchange experience inspired me to pursue a global career and to study international affairs in college. While my favorite class, learning another language does not come without its difficulties. When I hosted Agustin in the United States, and later, traveled to Chile, we met significant challenges. Studying abroad in another country, especially one where few speak any English, led me to realize my Spanish proficiency was not at the level one had thought. Living in Chile with a host family forced me to not only learn advanced verb tenses such as the subjunctive tense, but it also allowed me to develop advanced comprehension skills. I learned that in order to master the language, I would have to become comfortable conversing with native speakers from all Spanish countries, as many countries frequently use slang. Without understanding slang, in a country where slang is frequently used, one cannot consider themselves a fluent speaker. This same principle applied to legal jargon when I worked at a law firm. While researching litigation across the Spanish-speaking world, I hired a personal tutor to smooth over my remaining grammatical deficiencies and to better understand convoluted legal processes. I consider this personal tutoring instrumental to my development of full professional proficiency. After reaching this achievement, and engaging with the Latin American community in the United States, I realized I wanted to build on my devotion to the language, and extend it to the Latin American region. Yale's dedication to diversity and its unique opportunities catered to my passion for Spanish and led to my decision to pursue my MBA at Yale. In particular, I find that the program's division into cohorts and learning teams would be the perfect way to meet students from all over the world. Additionally, I hope to actively engage with Yale's Global Network for Advanced Management and participate in an exchange or take courses at universities such as INCAE. Finally, the opportunity to take electives across the university at large, such as courses at the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs, would provide an excellent supplement to best-in-class business education as I pursue my goals. Yale MBA essay example number 2, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words. Dropping out of high school was the most difficult decision I had to make as a teenager, but a medical condition did not leave me much choice. While the taste of failure was bitterly devastating at first, it dawned on me that dropping out of school was not going to be how my story ends. I resolved to take charge of my learning process, eventually achieving a perfect SAT score and receiving admissions letters from top universities in the US and ... I chose to pursue joint degrees in law and business in college and to serve as an officer in the ... Air Force to capture the opportunity to play an active role in ... defense and diplomacy sector. It was during the military service that I became deeply fascinated by the aerospace industry with its knowledge-intensive nature and reliance on multinational cooperation. I realized that while ... was an economic force in industries such as consumer electronics, it was lagging behind in the aerospace arena. I decided to embark on my biggest life commitment and pursue my passion by joining ____aerospace industries, where I served as lead negotiator in the largest joint aerospace program in the history of _______ in Indonesia to develop over 100 fighter jets. In the course of the negotiations, I learned that the Indonesian officials felt disrespected due to the apparent indifference of the ______ government, which appointed a private entity to negotiate on their behalf. With this knowledge, I managed to persuade the company leadership to seek a more proactive engagement from the ______ government beyond their supervisory role. While I was criticized for my unconventional approach from the standpoint of Asian corporate culture, I steered the direction of this multi-billion dollar negotiation toward a mutual agreement. As a result, the company's stock hit a record high, increasing 4 times in value within 3 months. _____ was decorated with the First Class Order of Industrial Service Merit and 2 presidential awards, and my team received the CEO's recognition for the most outstanding performance of the year. I was promoted 4 years in advance. My role in leading multi-billion dollar international contract negotiations made me realize my lack of knowledge in core business skills like finance, marketing, and entrepreneurship. At Yale, I seek to navigate my path toward fulfilling my commitment to nurturing ____ aerospace industry by developing business insight and building a strong professional network that will form the foundation to enable me to lead the growth of ____ aerospace industry in the future. Beyond the classroom, I look forward to engaging with like-minded students who share my passion for the aerospace industry in the Yale Aerospace Aviation Club. Above all else, I want to grow as a business leader and harness the possible, the available, and the feasible to create the impossible, the unavailable, and the unfeasible. I am ready to take the first step to fulfill my vision to steer the Korean aerospace machine toward its golden age. Yale MBA essay example number 3, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words. I come from a family of 7 kids. My mom has been divorced twice, and my grandmother stood in as a second parent for most of my formative years. People, things, and ideas have come and gone in my life, but my family has always been there for me. Supporting them has been the biggest commitment I have ever made. I grew up in a small rural town on the southern island of the Philippines. My mom and my grandmother believed that a good education was essential, so in 4th grade, my brother XXX, who is 3 years older than I am, and I moved to Manila. We traveled 700 miles from home because Manila had better schools with more structured curriculum. Unfortunately, my mom worked for the government in our rural town, and her salary was the sole source of income for our family. Therefore, she could not come with us, so my brother and I were alone in Manila for 3 years, with occasional visits from mom. We figured out how to get around and budget our weekly finances. When I was in 7th grade, my mom was able to move herself, my grandmother, and my other 5 siblings to the city. The move was a great shock to my family because the way of life was different and the school was significantly advanced and more rigorous. I wanted my younger siblings to do well in their classes, so I helped them complete their homework and learn Tagalog, the local language. My mom was busy trying to find a new job. Even though she never asked, my brother XXX and I took on the responsibilities she did not have time for. We brought our younger siblings to school and picked them up, attended parent-teacher conferences, and helped them study for their quizzes. Sometimes it was hard to balance. I remember a night I needed to prepare for my final exams, but my sister Ray needed help finishing her science project. She wanted to understand the effect of guava leaves on blood clotting, so we purchased pig's blood from the market and performed an experiment. Afterward, I studied all night for my exams. Looking back, I am thankful for the values my mom and grandmother instilled in me. Looking out for my siblings made me independent and driven. In order to help them, I had to do better myself. I learned to write. I became more understanding of each sibling's learning style. I learned to look towards the future and to plan the next steps. 2 of my younger siblings are now finishing college, while 3 will finish high school in the coming years. Soon, I want to go home. I am hoping that with my undergrad education, current work experience, and by pursuing a Yale MBA, I will gain the skills in finance, business strategies, and management that I need to lead and grow my family's bank in the Philippines into a Southeast Asian force. I hope that with this, I can continue to help my siblings and family pursue new opportunities. Yale MBA essay example number 4, question. How did you arrive at these career interests? How have you or how will you position yourself to pursue them? 250 words maximum. As a schoolboy in XXX, I regularly took a local bus. On a Holy Friday afternoon, a deafening explosion thundered from about 1,000 meters behind my bus. Later I learned on the news that I had narrowly escaped yet another suicide attack. About 350 people were injured or killed that day. Many of these fatalities could have been avoided were there infrastructure for timely distribution of intelligence information of a possible terrorist attack, and for a faster and coordinated emergency response. A few years after this incident, when I moved to New York for college, I was deeply affected by what was considered mundane, such as an ambulance weaving through gridlock. I asked myself why couldn't basic infrastructure work well in XXX? Over the next 4 years, I built up technical skills and gathered experience leading engineers and non-technical stakeholders at cities and transit agencies through large-scale projects. Short term, I plan to learn how new products are conceived across industries and deployed in multi-stakeholder settings. After the MBA, I aim to work as a product manager, defining the roadmap for new smart city technologies and engaging the public sector towards sustainable future infrastructure. For me, this road then leads back to XXX. I hope to build a firm that works with government agencies via public-private partnerships, PPPs, on the next generation of transportation infrastructure. My dream is to help future generations avoid daily ordeals and lead safer, happier lives. Yale MBA essay example number 5, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words maximum. A commitment to social impact is core to my personal and professional life. At every step of the way, I've used my facility with technology for a positive impact on people's lives. In December 2016, while working full-time, I spent evenings and weekends collaborating with bureaucrats at XXX Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, the National Revenue Collection Authority. I focused on processes previously handled manually that caused extreme inconvenience to citizens and sowed mistrust of the FBR among the public. Using my technical skills and knowledge of modern technology infrastructure, I consulted FBR on implementing scalable, user-friendly, and the experience gave me confidence that my technical skills could be used to drive impact. While visiting Dallas a few years ago, I met 3 specialty pharmacy professionals through mutual connections. They spoke passionately about digitizing pharmacy-related services for chronic patients to address patient frustration caused by poor care coordination and delays in drug delivery. Since college, I'd been fundraising for needy patients in Pakistan with a nonprofit called Customs Healthcare Society, so I found their vision compelling. I jumped in as the 4th co-founder. First, I led us to consensus on the product roadmap and strategy. Then I managed a group of 4 offshore software developers to build a software platform for pharmacies that was launched in 5 clinics and a pharmacy in Dallas. In 4 months, we increased patient satisfaction with pharmacy services by 20%. After I departed the company in 2018, the software I built was incorporated into the existing specialty pharmacy e-portal used by our pharmacy customers, and the company has won more customers in the Dallas region. I feel rewarded that my contributions continue to have a tangible impact on patients. Becoming a founder reinforced my belief that technical skills were critically needed in society. Last year, this conviction led me to work as a career mentor with Pursuit in New York, where I steered 6 underprivileged adults towards landing their first tech jobs by training them in software coding and recruiting skills. Not only good for the economy, technical skills also make a massive impact on the lives of the individuals who can build careers out of them. Speaking with Fazail Aslam, MBA, 21, about how I could continue to mentor at Yale, I learned about the Yale SOM Technology Club and how it plays an instrumental role in preparing MBA students throughout the recruiting process. Building on my experiences in tech and at Pursuit, I hope to lead training and career mentoring workshops through the Technology Club. Yale MBA essay example number 6, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words maximum. The biggest commitment I have ever made was starting a social enterprise that provides implementation support services and technology solutions to organizations in the development space, with an aim to optimize their productivity and thereby empower communities. This firm is the manifestation of my father's entrepreneurial spirit and my mother's mission for social improvement. My mother tutored children from low-income households in English and Oriya, and I grew up learning besides them. As I grew older, I started teaching some of those same classes with her. At the dinner table, my parents and I engaged in passionate conversations about innovations that could catalyze positive change. Needless to say, from a young age I've known that my calling was to help people. I began a career in public policy and quickly noticed that in the majority of my public and social sector consulting projects, a massive chasm lay between well-defined policies and programs and their implementation. In trying to understand the underlying reason, I began to see the lack of integration of grassroots organizations into the delivery chain of public services. This realization steered my co-founder and me to deliberate on ideas around a bottom-up approach to development functions. Leveraging my network, I collected and documented feedback from prospective clients on our idea and refined. The closer I came to starting my venture, the more circumspect I became about my decision. After having successfully established a new business delivery vertical, this move towards entrepreneurship meant relinquishing my upcoming promotion and putting a strain on my finances. During these moments of dilemma, I remembered my mother classes and the inspirational children I sat beside, many of whom I still call friends, and the gleam of joy in their eyes when they spoke about their dreams. I knew I had to help the next generation of children like my friends have better access to achieving their dreams. This gave me the courage to leave my job and commit myself entirely to launching our operations in September 2020. One of our first projects was with the local government designing a comprehensive stakeholder engagement plan to increase awareness of the flagship program of the Government of India, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, meaning Clean India Campaign. Our team introduced community-wide workshops to help citizens raise grievances regarding cleanliness in the city through a mobile application, resulting in the timely resolution of pre-existing issues. Furthermore, we worked with an international network of non-profit organizations to assess the impact of COVID-19 on the education space. Due to the pandemic, school closures across the globe have resulted in disruption in learning for more than 168 million out-of-school children, which exacerbates the prevalent education disparities. We conducted an in-depth policy scan to present the gaps that emerged owing to the crisis and provided suggestions to close those gaps to ensure access to equitable education. Yale MBA essay example number 7, question. Describe the biggest commitment you have ever made. 500 words maximum. The biggest commitment I have ever made is to quit my first job to pursue my passion for providing sustainable livelihoods to rural households. When I was 8 years old, I accompanied my grandfather on a trip to a community farm. While there I met a boy my age named Raju who liked music even more than I did. We quickly became friends. We stayed at Raju's house for a few days and his dad regaled us with stories from his village. Then, my grandfather shared stories of his struggles during the Indian independence movement. A follower of Mahatma Gandhi, my grandfather had given away the 500 acres of agricultural land he owned to small farmers as part of the resistance leader's historic individual Satyagraha movement. Through this one act, my grandfather transformed the livelihoods of over 1,000 farming families in the region, including the family of my friend Raju. For the rest of his life, my grandfather continued to uplift small and marginal farmers. Several years later, I moved to a different part of the country and lost touch with Raju. One day my grandfather called me, choked up with tears. Unable to pay a moneylender after multiple years of draft erased their finances, Raju, his mom and dad had committed suicide. I was shaken to my core. This tragedy solidified what matters most to me. Helping small farmers build sustainable livelihoods. Looking for ways to help me process the loss of my childhood friend, I felt an overwhelming need to understand what was driving this desperate situation. I joined an organization that helps rural households build sustainable livelihoods. There I was given a front row seat to the challenges faced by small farmers. While we could successfully identify local problems and offer specific solutions, the larger challenges remained. As an NGO, we had limited financial resources and we depended on the generosity of donors. Under this fragile financing model, I could not see how we would ever scale our solutions to over 100 million marginal farmers in India and eventually worldwide. We were losing the war despite winning several battles. Eager to try a new approach, I joined a for-profit enterprise, a farm-to-table retailer startup focused on uplifting small farmers. I managed the procurement process, interacting directly with the farmers. We built scalable models to help our farmer partners prosper while being profitable. As I look back, I draw upon the inspiration from my grandfather and strive to follow in my grandfather's legacy of empowering farmers and giving them the necessary support to live meaningful lives. How can you improve your Yale MBA essays? Baringo's experts can help you present yourself best. Will you get in? Try our admissions chances calculator.